Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 4 o'clock happier happy hour. It rolls on down. We've been joined live via Zoom by a fine guest, a recent visitor, but he's back because there's some new Marquette University Law School polling. And, of course, we've invited Charles Franklin. Welcome back, Charles.
Good to be here. Seems like it's only been a week.
Thanks, Charles.
You look good, man. I feel a little underdressed. You got a suit
on and everything.
I'm a little
dressed up for radio, I have to admit.
Crudy, put your pants on, man.
I was feeling a little guilt. No pants today, Charles. Live nude devils. Let me ask you, Charles, new Marquette University Law School polling. I always get a little twinge up my leg when that drops. Let's start with the U.S. Senate. And obviously, there's a U.S. Senate race next year. But let's start out with the current U.S. Senator, Ron Johnson. How's he doing in the opinion of Wisconsin voters, Charles?
He's a little down from where he was in October. 35% have a favorable opinion, 42% an unfavorable, and 23%, nearly a quarter, don't know enough to give an opinion, they say. But in October, he's a net negative 7 points on favorability now. In October, he was at 38 favorable, 36 unfavorable, and 26 don't know. So a net favorable of plus two. So that means his net has shifted by 8 points in a negative direction. This is the third lowest favorability we've seen for him since we started asking about him in 2013. Back in March of 2015 was his all-time low at 27-38 with 35 who didn't know. So, a bit negative movement in a more negative direction, but at 35-42, I'd remind you that he crawled out of that lowest point in 2015 in time for the 2016 election.
Yeah, he won re-election, and that's still troubling to me, Charles, but that's a different topic for a different...
It's a good example of how campaigns matter, because we had him underwater and behind throughout the spring and summer. But over the summer, from June through the election, we saw him closing the gap in each new poll. So there was a case where you really did see a shift in the electorate over that 4 months, 5 months leading up to the election.
Well, Charles, you already informed us you would not be dropping any horse race polling on the very broad Democratic field of candidates wanting to oppose Ron Johnson. But the governor, Tony Evers, will be on the ballot next year as well. How's he doing with the electorate, Charles?
Fairly well. He's at 50% approve of the job he's doing, 43% disapprove. That's unchanged since October, when he was also at 50-43. What we saw was when the COVID crisis hit, his job approval numbers went way up into the 60s. And have drifted down in the months since last summer and spring. So that now we've been seeing his job approval in the low to mid 50s. This 50-43, as I say, is unchanged from last time. It's also worth noting that he gets better numbers on handling COVID, 54 approve, 39 disapprove. And that's actually up from 52-45 back in October.
And Charles, I see that President Joe Biden has similar but slightly lower approval ratings than Tony Evers does. Dom said, "Well, they're both pretty moderate. How can the electorate choose between the two?" Well, of course, it's not a binary choice. But how's Joe Biden doing with the electorate, Charles?
Yeah, 49% approve, 46% disapprove. His national average right now is about 50% approve. So we're maybe a shade below the national average, but no more than a shade below. We obviously don't have a previous reading for him, since this is our first poll since he took office. He does a little worse on handling the economy at 46-48, so slightly net negative there. But on handling coronavirus, pretty well, 54 approve, 42 disapprove. So like Governor Evers, the coronavirus approval is higher than their overall job approval.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That's Charles Franklin. He's the director of the Marquette University Law School poll, joining us via the Zoom. Charles, good to have you once again. On the COVID issue, let's address that here. Your polling asked about COVID. Specifically, what'd you find out about the vaccinations? That's the one I'm kind of really curious about. What'd you find out, Charles?
Well, we found, first of all, 68% of our sample told us they've been vaccinated. 26% said they had not. Interestingly, a kind of unusually high 7% declined to answer the question. And I think that is coming because people are kind of reluctant to talk about it, at least some people are. The 68% that have been vaccinated in our sample exactly matches the 68% that the Centers for Disease Control say of 18 and over have been vaccinated in the state. So it's a nice matchup of the data there. Big partisan difference here, though, in vaccination by party. 45% of Republicans have been vaccinated, 43 say they've not, and another 11 declined to answer the question. With independents, it's 71 to 23 vaccinated versus not, and only 6% decline. And among Democrats, 87% vaccinated, 11% not, 2% don't answer. So really big partisan differences on people's willingness to be vaccinated.
Now, on that vaccination, where do they go from there? So from the unvaccinated population, what are they telling you? Will they get it? Does the FDA play a role? What'd you find out?
There's a lot of reluctance among that unvaccinated 26%. And again, a big party difference there. 83% of unvaccinated Republicans say they'll definitely or probably not get vaccinated. Among independents who are not vaccinated, 67% definitely or probably not. But among Democrats, 64% of the unvaccinated say probably or definitely not. So you can see considerable vaccine reluctance among those who've chosen not to be vaccinated to this point. There's a partisan gap, but it's important to realize that vaccine hesitancy runs across the party spectrum here, even if Republicans are a bit more likely to say never.
And did you inquire about FDA approval versus emergency use?
Yeah, I'm sorry, we did not.
Okay. You did not.
Too many questions we should have asked. Not that one.
Hey, you ask about legal weed. Charles Franklin.
Another example.
Marquette University Law School polling. On some of these other, I know we talked about Johnson and Evers and Biden's approval. The former guy, Trump. Did you ask about him, and what's he polling at these days?
Yeah, we asked two questions about him. One was favorability. He's at 37 favorable, 55 unfavorable, 7% don't know. Back in October, just before the election, it was 44 favorable, 54 unfavorable, 2% don't know. So the favorability has dropped off by about 7 points, and the don't knows have picked up a bit. So definitely a decline there. We also asked a question we've asked for a while. Has Trump changed the GOP for the better or for the worse? 26% say changed for the better, 49% changed for the worse, and 21% say he hasn't changed the party at all. No surprise, big party difference. 60% of Republicans say he's changed the party for the better. Only 15% of independents and 4% of Democrats think that.
Now, Charles, I didn't see all of the polling data come out today, but I've got to ask you, you talked about the Trump supportive. What do they think, and maybe you didn't ask this question, but what do they think about the outcome of the last election? Do they have confidence in the electoral process here in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah. Well, there's big party differences on this. We asked two questions. One was phrased about Wisconsin. Do you think the vote in Wisconsin was cast and counted accurately? 67% say they think it was counted accurately. 31% think it may not have been. When we asked the same question about the country as a whole, it's pretty similar. 60% counted accurately, 38% not. But on the Wisconsin question among Wisconsin Republicans, 29% think it was accurately counted, 71% say not.
Wow.
Among independents, though, it's 72 accurate, 26 not. And Democrats, 97 accurate, 3% not. And the national numbers are pretty similar to that. So, you know, you look at the Republican messages about the election, about doing audits of the election result, which continues to be talked about here in the state among the GOP. And it, you know, you're going against 2-to-1 opinion. 2/3 believe the election was accurate. But among Republicans, the people that Republican elected officials respond to more, it's 29-71. So there is still this big group of Republicans who doubt the election results.
Charles Franklin, our fine guest. Charles, a shot in the dark, but did you poll on should election officials honor invalid subpoenas coming from Republican state lawmakers? Was that on the poll?
That's another one I managed to miss. Sorry.
Well, Charles, let's talk about the electorate's opinion of the legislature as a whole here in the state of Wisconsin. How are they polling? I know the answer, and I suspect it's deeply underwater.
Yeah, it is. It's 38% approve, 48% disapprove of the job the legislature's doing. We've seen that come up from time to time. This is a bit of a drop from last time.
Charles, we've seen a few other issues that obviously have focused or featured prominently in public opinion. Things like Black Lives Matter. You pulled on this again, and it seems like you're still getting similar data.
Yeah, there's not been much change since October. This time, 46% are favorable to the Black Lives Matter movement, 40% unfavorable, 14% without an opinion. But that's not much different from October, when it was 47 favorable, 39 unfavorable. Views of the police have also not changed. It's 80-13 this time. It was 80-12 in October. So really, both of those have really not moved since the fall.
Charles, any big surprises, at least to your opinion as the pollster? Obviously, we're a year out from the primaries here in Wisconsin, but any of this data did you find surprising?
Well, I think there's one question that we asked about, or a pair of questions, actually, about photo ID, which national polling has shown has gotten more popular. We show the same thing. 73% favor photo ID, 22 oppose. When we last asked back in 2014, it was 60-36. So that has risen. At the same time, though, in a new question, we asked whether eligible 18-year-olds should be automatically registered to vote. 63% favor that, 31% oppose. And finally, whether voting rules are now so strict that they discourage people from voting, or voting rules aren't strict enough to prevent fraud, 43% say they're too strict, 46% say not strict enough, a pretty even division on that. But you can see this gap between photo ID that's very popular, but something that might actually boost registration and turnout, automatic registration, also gets nearly 2/3 support.
Charles, in the last 30 seconds here, critical race theory. I saw you ask some questions on it. Do people have a common definition of what that is? And what was your question?
Yeah, no, all of the evidence from other polling is people are hard pressed to offer a definition of it. We asked whether public schools should teach critical race theory. And I think the most important takeaway is 43% say they don't know enough about it to have an opinion. And so this is an issue that's been much talked about on certain cable channels, but it really hasn't sunk through to 43% of the public. Of those with an opinion, 26% are in favor of teaching it, 30% are opposed. So pretty even split among that smaller group that have an opinion about it at all.
Thank you so much, Charles Franklin. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Charles.
Always a pleasure.
Bye.